Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir, number 593. We're in the Sefer Binyan HaBayis, Individuality and Intimacy, the lesson number 9. Torah relates that after Hashem created the woman, Chava, brought her to Adam, said, Zois HaPam, this time, Etzem HaTzomai, bone from my bones, Basam Ibsari, flesh from my flesh, Lezois Yikarei Isha, that she'll be called a woman, ki me ish lukach azayis, because she was taken from a man. And the Zohar teaches us that this statement is not just a testimony regarding the nature and creation of Adam Rishon's new wife, which was taken from his own body, but it's a man's pious towards the woman herself, which would prepare her for marital intimacy. So the Zohar says, this is in Chelek Aleph Daf Mem Tes, the Zohar Sikari Isha, Dahi de la yishtakach kavasa, she is the one that no one is like her. Dahi yakara de besa, this is the treasure of the home. Kulu noshin gaba kekufa bifnei bnei nosha, all other women are like a monkey before a person. Aval zayis yakara isha, she is called woman. Shlima de kula, more complete than all others. V'loyachra, she and no other. Which means basically when Adam Rishon engaged with Pius with his wife, he emphasized that compared to her, no other woman exists. Obviously in that time, no woman did exist. It was a rasha for us to teach us the same way. There are billions of women in the planet now, but we should look at it the same way. Any other woman is like a monkey standing before a human. It's the same concept taught by Sefer HaChinuch that a man should see other women as foreign to him. Doesn't mean in a negative way. Doesn't mean you don't have kavod habrius to everybody. It doesn't mean that you don't act like a mensch and with respect to people of your gender or the opposite gender. What it means, although on the sexual realm, you train your mind in the attractiveness once you marry and you have your wife, that this is it. And there's a common mistake that a man will be satisfied with his wife and not pursue other women because he perceives that his wife is the prettiest woman around and there's no other competition. But if he sees that she isn't the most beautiful person around, then he has a challenge, right? Then he naturally desires more attractive women. And even if he doesn't act on these desires because he's Erel Chayid and he watches his eyes, but the challenge will be in his heart. And may enter his imagination. This perspective is a terrible mistake that will destroy the foundation of any marriage. The covenant of marriage, bris nisuin, calls upon a couple to use their intimacy as a path towards unification. Physical pleasure, emotional pleasure, spiritual pleasure, satisfaction, purity, immorality won't be able to compete with it. The beauty of the pleasure, this unity, leads to a person to believe any other person is appealing like a monkey at the zoo. The holiness of marriage is achieved by the couple's unification. And once this unification happens in a physical, emotional, and spiritual way, then they'll no longer have that evil inclination. Constantly, it's true, the evil inclination constantly tries to convince him. But to the extent that one embraces the world of Kedusha, it'll be much easier to control, much easier to direct that potential aspect and to remove oneself from the power of falling Chalila in the hands of immorality, which is our culture. We're ingrained in that stupid culture. And by following the advice of this Sefer from beginning to end, one will lead a life of Kedusha. Kedusha, by the way, with a very happy, healthy, enjoyable sexual life as well. It's not a stira. The idea of physical appearance and beauty of one's own wife towards a husband and the importance of a wife feeling that way too, in feeling attractive, in wanting to feel attractive and to feel sexual and wanting to be receptive to her husband and vice versa. You see this from the Gemara and the story with Abba Chilkiah in Tainis Daf Chokim Lama Beis. He's one of the greatest tzaddikim of the generation. He returned to his home accompanied by several Tamidei Chachamim because they wanted to ask him to daven for rain. And when they arrived at his home, they asked him questions regarding his conduct on the way home. They asked him a bunch of questions that they saw unusual behavior by him. One of the questions was, his wife Greg came out to greet him when he entered the city. My taima, what's the reason, they asked him. Kimata mar lamasa, when you reach the city, nafka de bisu de mar ki mikashta. Why did your wife come out greeting you wearing jewelry and fancy clothing? Amalahu. So Abba Chilkiah answered back to the chachamim, kidei shloi etein einai beisha acheres, in order that I did not place my eyes on another woman. Ramordechai Gifta told the story of a certain woman who stood before Bezin Shalmala, and the prosecuting angels accused her for immoral thoughts, lack of Shmiras Einayim, lack of Shmiras Habris, not watching Bris properly. And the defending angels objected. These Chatam had nothing to do with this Isha Tzadekis, nothing to do with her at all. She didn't have immoral thoughts or lack of Shmiras Einayim or lack of Bris. What's going on? But the prosecuting angel persisted, Rav Gifta said, explaining that although she did not do these things herself, but because she denied her husband what he needed, which caused him to transgress these sins, she would be held responsible. A husband must explain to his wife what this topic is about, the serious consequence of not approaching it correctly. Often a wife has no idea about her husband's challenges, and therefore he needs to patiently explain to her that she's also part of the process. He should not be embarrassed by this. This is the way of maintaining Kedusha in the world as they unite and guard the Kedusha's Abris. If your husband, wives listening to this, your husbands may be embarrassed. So wives, I'm telling you, open up and get him to open up. And you don't need to be embarrassed that he feels this way or look down at him because of it. He shouldn't be embarrassed. It's normal, healthy human nature. If he's a healthy male, he will struggle in this part. He will need that outlet. Again, you don't have intimacy for the purpose of just relieving a taiva. We talked about that. But there's no question from Chazal, this is part of the process. Obviously, once there is a unification and once there's a connection, there's a pious and there's a unity of physical and emotional and spiritual love that a husband will gear towards, that the reshus becomes a mitzvah. But the idea of a wife understanding the struggle and the husband not being embarrassed and expressing the struggle, and the wife then knowing not to look down at her husband because of this normal struggle of a healthy, normal male, even an erlicha, healthy, normal male, even a erlicha, normal male that watches his eyes, that stays away from looking at wrong things, that he'll also have this physical sexual desire in him often, is not a crime. It's normal. Mazel tov, you married a healthy person. The Baal HaKedah asks how a woman merits on Shmiras HaBris. She herself doesn't have a bris mila. So what does it mean that she merits in the Kedusha of bris? And he explains that a woman has the merit of guarding the bris through her husband, because husband and wife are two halves of one person. That one bris is both of them. That's how a woman is Shomer HaBris. Maybe this is the deeper reason why in Birchas HaMazon, even a woman says, Va'al Barischa Shechasamta Bevsareinu, and on the bris mila that was sealed in our flesh, and the woman herself in her body does not have that. Obviously, it's going on the unification. Even a single woman who's connected to her soulmate, even in potential, as one, they're both together in it. The Shevet Musar brings this Kedusha of the unification from the Pasuk, Hi A'ila, Zayis Teres A'ila, Hi A'ila Al-Maida. That's a remez to be Mekasher, the Avas Ish V'Isha, the Shevet Musar says. The word Hu is Zachar. The word He is A'ila. It's a nekeva. He is a lashon nekeva, is a feminine. So a isha is a carbon oila that's mechaper on heruri alev. A isha is a kapara for a man to be mechaper on his herurim of his heart, because through her he won't think of averis. That is the remez in the pasuk. The Shevet Musar says, "Zois tayres a oila." This is the tayra of a oila. He a oila, the woman, feminine. The woman is like an oila offering because she is mechaper on her husband's bad thoughts in his heart. A wife is mechaper on her husband because when he, ba'oinis, machshavas come to him, because he's a normal, healthy male that has hormones, even if he's a shomer habris, even if he's erlich, he, her oila, this is the oila feminine, hinting to the wife, that's mechaper on her husband, because they're both really one. Mikta, then it becomes a fire. What is fire? Havas ishalam asbecharim is leisha kol alayla. Basically, it's the fire of love between a husband and wife that constantly burns, and through that it'll be mechaper on the love of all negative thoughts. Having a healthy unification of a physical, emotional, spiritual, sexual union is a kapara, is avoida. It's avoidus Hashem. It's being makriv a carbon. It's chaviv in the eyes of Hashem. That's how the Shechina comes in. That's how the days and nights of a husband and wife are pleasant, where there's no damage in their relationship, where they experience complete unification between each other. So you see from here, it's in Shevet Musar, Perek Chaf Dalet. We see from here that the intense love for one's wife could prevent a man from any negative thoughts. And the extent that they lack this unification, whether the husband not taking advantage of this healthy unification or a wife not understanding this and not allowing this to happen, it holds back from the unification and the healthy marriage and the beauty of the marriage from taking place. The Shevet Musar again, HaKlal Sha'ayla Sha'akotoliboy. The Klal is the overriding principle, is that Sha'ish Ve'isha Yibalei Ve'achad. The Shevet Musar says that a husband and wife should be of one heart, betachlis kesher ahava, with the greatest possible connection of love, kishal heves shura begacheles, like a flame that's blazing on a coal. Uchuguf echot chashvinan ish ve'isha, and the husband and wife are considered as one body, as it says, v'hayu lebasar echad, v'gavra b'loy itza. A man without a woman, plagufa, is half of a person, like the Chazal say. Obi yaisam basar echad, and when they are one flesh, nega lo yikra b'yhelam, no damage will approach their home. You want shmira? Of course you are erlich, you have shmira seinayim, you daven, you keep Shabbos, taras hamishpacha, keep kosher, all these things, of course you want, you keep all the mitzvahs. But here he's saying the ultimate shmira is the physical, sexual union between a husband and a wife for the purpose of unification, of becoming one. And v'abonam ha'noilad v'kulun berurim v'kulun tzadikim, and the children will be beautiful. Baruch Hashem lo'aylam amin v'amin. This is such an important yesodis we are bringing here. And it's very often neglected, very often misused, very often people don't realize the importance of this. A lot of it is misinformation. A lot of it is ego-based thinking you're on a higher level than you should be. A lot of it is the unhealthy, negative feelings we have towards sexuality overall for many, many reasons. And we need to learn how to overcome this. And for a husband and wife, this is the ultimate path for true, healthy unification. And achdus and shalom and shmira and special bracha and simchas achayim and menuchas hanefesh. And all brachas come from this. Bracha v'atzlacha.